I broke the code. I broke the code. I broke the code of remodeling. If it's a job that's just overwhelming, try to hire a few people, see if you can find a good worker. And if you find a good worker, you know, get them to help you. The hard stuff. The hard stuff, get somebody to help you. And what would it took you 4 hours, you can get done in an hour and a half. When two people are working as a team, you get stuff done faster. I knew this, but I've been experimenting with it, you know, working different people and seeing how I, yesterday I had to go under the house, I wanted to clean out underneath the house because there was a bunch of junk under there. I don't know what they put under there, and I don't know why they put all that junk under there. But two of us working took about an hour and a half to get it all cleaned out, you know? And maybe less than that. But I went ahead and paid the guy for 3 hours, cash money, you know? Because to me, it was worth it. If you were to go and pay somebody, like, if, let's say you saw an ad online and called that con, say, I need to clean out my crawl space. I don't have to, but I want to. And they'd say, well, and you say, what's the average? Well, the minimum's $1,000 for us to come out and clean out a crawl space or whatever. Depends on how bad it is. We might, if it ain't that bad, maybe 500 or something, you know. They got to make it a big thing, you know. They got to make it into some kind of big event, you know. It's just cleaning out trash out from under the crawl space. Come on. Yeah, it'll be $1,500. Okay, I'll just go hire somebody. Hey, you want to make $20 an hour? Yeah, cash money? Yeah, all right. Help me clean up crawl space. $60 instead of $1,000, $1,500, $500, whatever. And when you get somebody to help you, you can get it done faster. And so next thing I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go make a list. Make a list and check it off one by one. And if I have to add to the list or subtract from the list, I will. It's kind of like doing blueprints. If they have a set of blueprints, they just follow the blueprints, and you have to do it for yourself. I haven't experimented with this yet on when it comes to a narcissistic quantum connection fake reality. But you could probably make a list, okay? These are the thoughts that you have. These are the thoughts that are not real. This is just a trauma bond, or this is a this, that, and the other. Or one of the biggest lies out there, people. Somebody says, oh, they're your soulmate. Whatever. When you get your new body, every member in the body of Christ is your soulmate. When you get your new body in heaven, God is your soulmate. Everybody down here is a piece cut off. Yeah, you might be quantum connected to somebody down here and have some people might have kids together with them, or they might have experiences. Remember when we did this? Living in the past, you know. Well, that ain't me anymore. Bye. Remember all these talks we had? That's not me anymore. Where'd you go? Why'd you disappear? That ain't me anymore. I've changed. Bye. So long. Adios. That person don't exist anymore. This is what I'm trying to tell you about stepping outside of time. Set your affections above. The Bible says to set your affections above. You know what I did last night? I read Ecclesiastes, especially the parts where it was talking about Solomon couldn't find anybody. He found one man He tested 1,000 men and 1,000 women, and he found one man out of all those that he could say was a dependable, loyal, trustworthy person. Sad. And don't think there's anything new. The Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. Nothing new under the sun. So if there's not, if Solomon, the wisest man that ever lived, so that means when you deal with your in-laws, your outlaws, your bloodline, any job you take, any business venture, renters, landlords, neighbors, church members, one out of 1,000, one out of 2,000 is going to be dependable, loyal, normal. I mean, I've actually seen worse narcissism in the church. I've actually seen the worst psychopaths in the church. At least when you go up here to the diner, they might be cursing and saying they got tattoos all over them. They might be running their mouth, but they're being themselves. They're not, and you don't even trust that. I broke the code about remodeling. Here's breaking the code about dealing with people. If somebody's telling you a story, I don't care if it's your mama, your daddy, your brother, your sister, your neighbor. Say, let's hear from the other person. And if you can't do that, just in your mind thinking, well, I'm not going to believe it until the other person's standing right here. Whatever it is, unless the other person, as a judge, be a judge, unless the other person is standing right here, you only saw one side of the story. Unless another person is standing right here next to you, when they're telling you that story, don't believe it. Because people project stuff, people hear stuff wrong. That's why they tell you when you get in an accident, and you need to do this. If you ever get in an accident, right after it happened, if you're okay, if you're not going to the emergency room, write down exactly what happened. And record it. Open up your recorder on your phone and record what happened. Because you will forget. I saw an accident. So I'll be a witness to it. And they took down my information. A couple years later, they called me to court. And I said, I don't even remember this. I don't even remember. I know I said I'd go to court, but I don't even remember what city was it. It was over here in such and such city. Do you remember? No, I don't even remember anything, to be honest with you. I don't even remember the people. Their faces or nothing. You have to realize I see a lot of people. You will forget what your ex-wife looked like. You will forget what your nurse looked like. They will age. Because think about what they're doing. They got a demon. They're running on a demon. They're going to age like crazy. You're in peace. You're in love. You're in forgiveness. You're in the present. You're in the now. You're not living in the past, forgetting those things which are behind. They're going to age. You won't even know them. You won't even recognize them. You forget what they... You can forget their voice. If you don't know somebody's voice... They're probably a catfish. It's wild stuff. You have to face off with our perceptions of reality, and other people's perceptions of reality is not even real. Sometimes the hive mind, the devil will take over the hive people, and they all start saying the same thing. And I listened to Zeph Daniel talk about this a long time ago, and some of his recordings and stuff. And I was thinking, okay, is he even telling the truth? Is he is he just telling drama? But let's pretend that he is telling the truth. So he would be in, he said he'd be in another city and somebody would say something, knew exactly everything about him. Say something and laugh or something and knew everything about him or whatever. And it's like, okay, if that is true, what are the possibilities? The possibilities are the hive mind, the narcissistic hive mind is based on the devil. And the devil, the Bible says the devil can take them captive at will at any moment. He can put thoughts in their mind, words in their mouth. They become puppets. And so these puppets, when you get them, when you're under attack, a spiritual attack by the devil, witches, warlocks, whatever, they can actually put words and thoughts and push their agenda into other people. And it might not even be spiritual. It might just be by saying, hey, it might be a coven. Hey, find out what they're doing. And it could be through the media, through the TV. I promise you, the TV is like a sorcery thing. It's putting thoughts in your mind. When you cut the music off and the TV and the news and all that, they can't put thoughts in your mind. The only way they can put thoughts in your mind, neuro-linguistic programming, is through ads, through your email. They'll throw an ad in and put a thought, an image across your mind. But when you control your own thoughts and you pay attention to your own thoughts, they lose the game. So the only way they can manipulate people is through the heartstrings. Samson. So Samson, all he had to do is walk away. Well, Delilah might have found somebody else. So, if she found somebody else, it wasn't their so-called quote-unquote soulmate, right? Walk away. If she's running the streets like that, which she was, put her under a test. Go away for a year. If she's that kind of woman, she'll be caught up in something else. If she's not, she'll be by herself. They love you. They're in love with you. They're dependable. The guys go off to war and come back and they had a child with somebody else. They love you. They're dependable. They're waiting on you. Okay? Test them for a year, 6 months. See when you come back if they still... they're real. They want to test you to see if you're real. Test them to see if they're real.
Thank you for choosing McDonald's. You like to use...
I know for a fact 99% of the people can't beat it by themselves. It's not really about love for somebody else. It's about love for themselves. They love themselves. They love their opinion. They love their view of life. They love their belief system. They want to make a copy of themselves. Like I said, it's a copy machine that we're in. Instead of being a copy of Jesus, they want to make you a copy of them, or they want to become a copy of some new age junk, you know. As you cut off the noise, as you get in the Word, as you memorize verses, you approach the mind of Christ. If you get serious about it, you approach the mind of Christ faster than other people and you see the stagnation. If you stay serious about it lifelong, a lot of people will drop off by the wayside. They will just drop off. They'll go away. This is too strong. What are you talking about outside of time? What are you talking about? Are you crazy, books? Is Jesus outside of time? Yeah. Is God outside of time? Yeah. Does God think outside of time? Yeah. Does Jesus think outside of time? Yeah. Do the glorified saints think outside of time? Yeah. Do you have the Holy Spirit? Yeah. Can you think outside of time? Yes. Because that's the truth. You can see it in Revelation. God says that time shall be no more. You know what he's really saying? I'm tired of the machine trying to birth Christ in you. So it's, I'm done. We're moving into a new state. You made your choice. You chose the lie. You chose the devil. You chose the world, the flesh, prior life. Time shall be no more. I'm done with this place. We got the judgment. The first earth was destroyed by water. The second earth destroyed by fire. And then there's going to be a millennium. Jesus is going to rule with a rod of iron for 1,000 years. And that rod of iron, you might say, well, that's going to be mean. He's got to be mean to you. The flesh mind, think to the spirit mind, it's not mean. But the flesh mind is mean. I don't want to do that. Yeah, well, you're going to do it, whether you like it or not. And get your heart right. Okay, I'll get my heart right. And then at the end of that, he releases the devil to see whose heart is right. If they're obeying based on truth and love, or they're obeying because of fear, you know. And then the kings of the earth come together and fight against the camp of the saints. And it just starts. It's the same game. Here's how you test a woman if she's trying to get into your world. Just go look at her tags. Go look at her tags. Are they out of date? She wants a ride. She wants a free ride. If she's trying to get in your world, now if she's got problems and she's trying to do it herself and improve herself, that's different. But if she's not dealing with those problems and she's trying to get in your world, just walk outside and talk. Let's go outside and talk. And while you're out there talking behind the car, just check the tags out. Say, what's wrong? Why is your car out of date? She'll hem-haul around with some excuse. She wants somebody to do that stuff for her. How would a woman test a man? I've never thought about that. But if it's a man, you want to test a woman, go look at her tires. Go look at her tires. If her tires are bald, ask her why. Her first is, my daddy won't help me. My brother won't help me. My ex won't help me. Why won't they help? Are you crazy? Did you create that drama that nobody wants to help you? Maybe you have a little problem that you can't face and you want somebody else to rescue you. Easy button. Easy button. You just avoid the red flags because they, you know. She flashes those eyelashes and blinks her and tilts her head and looks at you funny. She tilts her head like a submissive gesture and moves her eyebrows up and down and flips her hair back. And that's why you lose your mind, and it's body language trying to mess with you. Instead of neuro-linguistic program, it's body language program to pull you into delusion world. At least with Boaz, he worked with her in the field or long enough, he knew her character. If you work with one and you know their character, don't date somebody you work with, number one rule. But if you get somebody to help you do a project, you learn that they start to talk. And I did that recently. Somebody, she was helping me put some floor down, and she started talking, just talking about everything, revealing everything. And she called herself. I called her out on something, and she called herself, and she's like shocked that I saw through it. how could he see through me? How could he see that? I didn't even see it about myself. How could he see it? Because he has two ears and one mouth, and he uses his two ears instead of his mouth. You actually see stuff in people that they can't even see. And then when you, and it's a delicate process. When you do a little bit of surgery on them and you say, well, you know, you just said this, but you also said this. Doesn't that mean this? And they're like, how come I was believing that lie? How come I was, they don't want to, and then they don't want to admit they believe the lie. They run and hide, you know. It's real, people. People don't want, when you turn the light on, the darkness has to flee, right? So when you turn the light on, when somebody's trying to justify thinking a certain way, they're going to get mad. They want to fight because but then when they go away, a week later, you know, you were right. I'm sorry, you were right.